Welcome back to another episode of the Silver Boys Podcast. I am your host, Cam Silver.
And I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
This past week, man, that is, I don't even know where to begin. Actually, as a matter of fact, I do know where to begin.
You know exactly where to begin.
You already know we have to start off with what's going on in the association, what's going on in the NBA. What in the world was Draymond Green thinking?
All I can say is, like, that man, we don't cover no MMA on the show, Cam, but maybe we should, because Draymond got a future in it.
Yo, I was just thinking to myself, I was like, yo, me and Kyle, for those who don't know, we are into MMA and things of that nature, so, like, we watch the UFC and all that good stuff. I don't think I've ever seen somebody with a clean chokehold like that. Like, it was spot on.
Cinched in and everything. I mean, it's just so funny to see that, because, like, even afterwards, how Pat Bev was talking about Rudy Gobert and, like, how nobody likes him, and Draymond was just waiting for the moment. I was just like, oh my goodness. I don't think he should have been suspended 5 games, though, Cam.
Really?
I think it should have been 2 games max. I can understand why they did it because of Draymond's prior history, but I don't agree with the 5 games. I think that's a little too much.
The 5 games didn't bother me. Nothing about it really did. I guess it was just the fact that it was just based off of, like, how do you assess, you know, a chokehold? Like, that's the biggest, that was my biggest question. How are we actually going to sit here and assess a chokehold? Like, you know, 2 to 3 games, 5 to 7, 10 plus. Like, I didn't know what to expect exactly. In my opinion, I guess 5 games is, I guess, like, just good enough in that retrospect. But, like, man, it was random because, like, Rudy wasn't trying. It wasn't like Rudy was trying to attack Steph or anything like that, right? He was just, you know, trying to pull everybody away from each other. You know what I mean? Try to calm everybody down. But I guess the way that it looked to Draymond, it was like, oh, you attacking, you know, you attacking. Not another light skinned brother, but you attacking one of my teammates. Excuse me, I don't think it was Steph. It was Clay. Excuse me, it was Clay. But yeah, no, it was like you attacking, you know, one of my teammates. So he came up behind him, but the biggest thing though, wasn't the fact that he put him in chokehold. The biggest thing was the fact that he dragged him.
He dragged him.
And the reason why I put emphasis on the fact that it was a clean, good chokehold was the fact that if he were to actually have him stable, he could have put him to sleep.
Oh, absolutely. Rudy would have definitely been asleep on the floor. On that new court, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so that's a big thing. Like, think about it, in the in season tournament, the first ever in season tournament, we got a chokehold.
It's so funny because I just seen, like, somebody randomly how they were just like, "Hey, Adam Silver got these boys, like, they got these boys fighting over these incentives, man."
Yo, like, legit, look like a schoolyard basketball game.
Exactly, which I find so funny, but no, just, you know, reflecting on what happened, reflecting on what taking place, reflecting on the consequence of it. You know, Draymond does deserve a suspension because he shouldn't have just grabbed Rudy, and he shouldn't have had him in such a clean chokehold, regardless if he touched Clay or not. There's a better way to go about that. You shouldn't, in my opinion, just, you know, really try to take him down.
Yeah, no, like, if you wanted to do something, like, if anything, all right, like, try to push your way and get in front. You know what I mean? Like, try to get in front, and then after that, if you really got a problem with Rudy, then after that, you know, you go up to him. But to immediately resort to that action, knowing your prior history and knowing that you've had other calls based on your prior history, you know what I mean? Like eventually, like everybody else says, eventually the league is gonna say enough is enough.
I think he got, what, 18 suspensions over the course of his career. 18
Outs.
ejections or
Yeah.
suspensions, one of the two,
I
one of
think
the
it's ejections, if I'm not mistaken.
ejections. Okay. And then maybe five suspensions. That's what it is.
That's what, yeah.
I mean, like, Draymond going to be Draymond. That's all I can say. That's literally all I can say. Draymond going to Draymond.
That's what he said too.
And but those are the type of people that you love. Because I just wanted to say, imagine if Pat Beverly was on the floor. Then what really would have happened?
That'd be a problem.
That would be,
That,
I'm sorry, that would have been so funny.
but you know what I know is funny though. But you want to know what's funny though, and just to reiterate, yes, it is 18 ejection. I just looked it up. But
Gotcha.
no, you know what? You want to know what is funny? Even though we talk about how Pat Bev is kind of crazy and all of that, Pat Bev low key does have like a sense of, you know, like, all right, like when I'm, you know, like he knows when he's going crazy, but he knows like he's not gonna really like take it there. That's my biggest thing with, you know what I mean? Like Draymond Green, we just don't know. He's a wild card. You know, but at least with Pat Bev, from what I've seen, like he's gonna, you know what I mean? Like he talks his talk, he does walk his walk, but he's not gonna, you know what I mean? He don't really got a reason to, you know, go blow for blow with you like that.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. Pat Bev definitely, like, he's a defensive menace, but he definitely picks and chooses his battles
Right.
about just attacking anybody that attacks his team almost.
Yeah.
So,
I think my biggest question now is how does Golden State go with this? 'Cause you know what I mean? Eventually it's gonna be like, all right, when are we just gonna be like, all right, you know what I mean? Like every time it's like, all right, Draymond, you got your suspension or you got your fine or whatever you got. Then it's like, all right, you know, when you come back, you come back. But then when is it gonna be like, dude,
enough is enough.
yeah. That would be my biggest question to the Warrior organization right now. When are they gonna have enough themselves? And
Enough of, exactly, and they definitely need to bounce back, especially over the course of the next five games, with even with Steph being out due to injury too. It's going to be a tough test to try to get through for them, but I mean they are a winning organization. And they will figure it out, is what I'm trying to say. They'll be fine.
Yes.
They'll be fine. Like
Yes.
82 games. Like, we're only probably like not even 20 deep. So, not even a quarter of the way through, essentially.
No.
But
Yeah,
they'll be fine.
exactly.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
But
Gotta figure it out.
going to what's it called? Staying in Cali though, but James Harden and the Clippers not looking exactly like we gave him a pass. We gave him a pass for the first couple of games, you know,
We
when he was out
tried.
here in New
We
York.
really tried. We
We gave him a
really
pass, you
tried.
know what I mean? You but
Oh my God.
man, like I'd say I we said it before, it's gonna have to be either Russ or Harden that has to come off the bench.
Harden.
And that was and oh man, that it just it because I was watching when they were playing against Denver. First of all, they had no size. They went strictly to small ball,
That
had no
was
size at all.
bad. How could you not have Zubac in the game, yo?
They just stopped putting him in the game. Now, granted, I only came in and I only seen the fourth quarter, so I didn't see the first three quarters. I wasn't seeing if Jokic was had his number. I didn't see what it was, but but by the time you know they started putting PJ Tucker on Jokic, all right, whatever. But then after that, it was easy because all they had to do was the pick and roll.
Even but
Once.
he's still like he gets still like I'd seen so many clips of him backing down Paul George, backing down Kawhi, you know, in the final moments of the fourth quarter, you know, crunch time. And it like I agree with Zubac, you're like you're shaking your head because no matter how Kawhi is a strong person,
Oh,
he
but he
cannot hold
doesn't.
Jokic. He
No,
cannot hold him.
especially the fact that Jokic is 7 foot and Kawhi is what, 6'8", 6'9"?
Three. He's 7 foot, 300 pounds, a straight lard.
Like even though, like
What's
even
in the
though
curve?
Zubac, even though Zubac might not be, he Zubac might not be as skilled or anything like that. Maybe not even as strong, but you have another long body in there. But then also
You
that's
see what
the
I
reason
mean?
why after that loss they signed Daniel Tice to get another body in there. That's basically what they needed.
Definitely needed. But even just to go back onto, you know, what you had just said a couple of minutes ago, Harden got to come off the bench. You can't, like, there's no way y'all are 0-6. Like, y'all can't find a way to win one. So I'm, and I'm not gonna put that blame on Ty Lue. Not yet. Not yet. I'm not gonna put that blame on him. But there is just there's a better way to handle this, and the Clipper organization is not handling this the right way, or how we even thought they could handle it.
My biggest thing is, you know, that they lost to the Grizzlies, bro.
Grizzly was like they bottom of the barrel right now.
The Grizzlies can't do anything, and they lost to the Grizzlies. And then everybody knows, you know, whenever Luka sees Kawhi and PG, it's
Oh
like
my God.
that's
He
straight food for
babies
him.
them. He babies them.
That's straight food for him. But man, like my biggest thing, my biggest, the biggest for me was just watching them lose to Memphis. That was the biggest thing to me. And that was, you know, not a question of obviously like if they could do it. They still have time, but it's just the fact that, you know, like you're losing to a bottom of the barrel team, you know. But then after that, you do come back and you do put up a strong showing against Denver. But still, even in the closing moments of Denver, you're still gonna figure that out.
Which is so tough because there's only one basketball, and it's not like you can have two basketballs on that court. Like, but all four of them, Russ, Harden, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, they need the ball in their hands. So you, in my honest opinion, you're gonna have to. It's so hard to say, but like you got to play through Paul George, and you probably got to play through Harden and Russ off the pick and roll. And you got Kawhi open for a spot up in the corner, or he could take you ISO. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't. If you want to really genuinely use Harden, you got to put him in a pick and roll. Yeah, but you got to start with the ISO ball. Because I feel like, I mean, I think I have complained before how the Clippers are a ISO type of team. They're not really a ball movement type of team. And then now you just add another isolation player. So how are you gonna get the ball to your scorers, or especially to your peoples at crunch time?
No, you're right.
I'm just saying.
You're right. They do play a lot of ISO ball. I have noticed that. My biggest thing was always for them to play through Paul George. Paul George was the most fluid out of everybody.
Fluid,
He was
like, yes.
he's the most smooth. He's one of the best at creating his own shot. He could also create for others because everybody knows once he gets on, he could do a multitude of things to you. So I agree with you 100%. It has to run through Paul George, and the fact that and that they it, the thing is they keep trying to run through Kawhi Leonard, and then
Exactly.
Co
And
and I understand that, and I would say I would run to Kawhi Leonard in certain sets because Kawhi Leonard is better in the half court, but I can't I don't think that I should be able to run a whole team like that, you know, with at least a Paul George tandem. If it was just Kawhi and
yes.
somebody else, then work then it would be Kawhi, but if you have Paul George right there at your disposal, I might as well just use Paul George, and you know what I mean, and then. It's still, even if Kawhi is a spot up, or still if you even put him in like the little ISOs, like wherever he wants to be, wherever his hot zones are, he's still gonna get his 20 to 25 a game.
He will still get his 20. Like, he's going to, he's Kawhi Leonard. And especially when he's healthy, he's probably top five in the league.
Oh yeah.
It's just, he was about to beat Phoenix by himself almost last year. Let's think about that.
Yeah. Hey man, Russ.
Him and Russ. Him and Russ. And which is why I'm like, I don't, I'm looking back and I'm like, right, of course, 2020 vision, but you did a disservice to Russ as the Clipper organization by going to get Harden. You did a disservice to him. And you made it feel like you couldn't believe in him. There was, to me, I don't think there was any need to go and get James Harden. Of course,
And
you're gonna try to, because he's, you know, a prolific scorer. He's a great teammate, assist leader. Like, he can do all of those things. But so is Russ. And you taking away one by adding another. It's what Stephen A said. It's subtraction by addition. And then
yeah.
for the 76ers, subtraction by addition. And then it's addition by subtraction for the
For
Clippers.
the Clippers, yeah. Yeah, no, you're
He
right.
made,
You're right.
I look back and I'm like, he made so much sense with that,
Yeah.
because the common denominator here is James Harden. He got to look at himself. That's all I'm gonna say. So I know we don't got much time because we get into this for the next hour if we need to.
Yeah,
But
no. You good, because I love the way that you broke that down, because it's weird, because like you I'm looking at the stats right now, right? So Harden had 21 points, 4 assists. He was 7 for 15 from the field, 3 for 5 from three. No, he didn't have a bad game against the Nuggets. But then you see Westbrook. Westbrook only had 8 points, 6 rebounds. He was 4 for 12 from the field. Somebody's gonna
Somebody's
get
gonna
cut out.
suffer,
Somebody's gonna get cut out.
and it's probably gonna be a rotating door, because like through all of these games, it'll be like maybe Russ is on and then Harden's off, Russ is on, Kawhi's off, Paul is off, Kawhi is on. You need to find a consistency between all four of them. That's hard when you got four ball dominant players. It's hard.
It's tough to do. Yeah, no, it's almost impossible, it feels like.
Exactly. 0-6. 0-6.
But all right,
Donut.
well, the next game is against the Houston Rockets Friday night, so we'll see how that goes. But
They better get a nice dub, man. That's all I'm gonna say.
I hope so.
End the conversation, period.
I hope they do. But man, yo, let's move on to see what's been going on in football. So I think my first question, especially coming off that Monday Night Football game, was what is happening in Buffalo?
This is what's happening. That's exactly what's happening, because it's the beginning of the season. They was on, and then
Being team, being
now.
teams like the Dolphins, who the Dolphins were literally killed the Denver Broncos in the beginning of the season. Now, granted, Denver is playing better, but you couldn't have told me
Shout out to
that.
Denver. I think we was a lot of people who was like down on Denver, but shout out to Denver because they beat the last like three teams, and those were tough opponents.
Oh
Tough
yeah.
opponents.
Know,
It's like what, the Chiefs, then you got the
they
Bills, and it was somebody else.
beat Green Bay in a close one.
Still, but that's Green Bay's not a slouch of a team in the NFC either. Buffalo is it's bad. It's bad in that city, man. It's bad. And even Trayvon Diggs, like, hey, 14 gotta get up out of there. Like, whoa.
Yeah, brother's saying it's time. Brother's saying it's time for him to get up out of there. Then he also added on saying that, Josh Allen wasn't Josh Allen, so Stephon Diggs rolled up on the scene. So
I know
that's tough. That's
I got
that.
goosebumps even thinking about it.
Like, man, like, if your sibling or somebody that close to you said something like that, then like something, a conversation was real
A
that happened behind
conversation was
closed
had.
doors. And it's funny because this I'm pretty sure this isn't the first time. Like, we've seen Stefan have, outbursts on the sidelines, just being frustrated, not getting the ball, not being a playmaker that he can be. And he didn't get the ball much. He didn't get the ball much Monday night. Shoot, it seemed like nobody did by the turnovers that Josh Allen was committing.
Like, and it's just not even that. I honestly, like, I feel like Josh Allen, like Stephon Diggs was riding for Josh, like, early. He was
Hard, hard, he
riding
hard
for
too.
Josh
Hard.
hard. And then now the switch, it's like, okay, maybe Stephon Diggs really isn't the problem that a lot of people labeled him out to be because of his outbursts.
Correct.
Like, it's justified almost. It's justified. I gosh, I don't know what they probably what they lost the last like what 3-4.
They lost. Let me get to them. I don't even know if they lost the last three or four, but I know they lost the last two.
The last two, excuse me.
Yeah,
I
but
apologize.
it hasn't been good though, because like, think about it. They narrowly beat the Giants, right? And
That's
then,
like that don't count. It's the Giants. They don't count.
but still narrowly beating the Giants after we've
Exactly,
seen a team like Dallas put a whooping on them. You know what I mean? Like that. So narrowly beating the Giants. They lose in a close one to Jacksonville over in overseas in London. a bad loss to the Patriots.
Exactly.
They let Tampa Bay hang around almost to the point where they almost came back and won that game off a of Hail Mary. It, only if Chris Godwin had gotten his head, oh no, not Chris Godwin, excuse me, if Mike Evans had gotten his head around, that would have been another loss. That would have been three
Yes.
straight losses. But then after that, they lose again to Cincinnati, a healthy Cincinnati team, well, without T. Higgins, and then they lose a close one to Denver on the last drive.
Because y'all had 12 men on the field. Like, come on. Come on. These are simple things. Turnovers, and you got 12 men on the field. Simple things that can be fixed.
But
And y'all look like this.
for Josh Allen though, we're talking turnovers though. For Josh Allen though, Josh Allen leads the league in turnovers since he came in. I think what was that? Since 2018, if I'm not mistaken, it was. They said it was. They said he had 90 plus. I don't know the exact number, but I know it was 90 plus. I know it's 90 plus.
God.
Now on the other side, he does. He is responsible for a good amount of touchdowns and everything like that, and scoring points. But
You can only hide.
The turnovers outweigh.
You can only hide those turnovers for so long, and now look what's happening.
And I've been saying this for kind of like a couple of years, and it hasn't even been a turnovers. It was just the fact that I can't trust them. You can't trust the Bills. You cannot trust them because think about it. They get to the divisional round, and what happened? They
Flop.
fold. They flop.
Every
Nothing.
single time. Every single time.
Nothing. They had home field advantage. What was that last year? They had home field advantage against the Cincinnati Bengals, and still, guess what? They fell flat on their face.
Like, we literally, I like everybody, like, I really genuinely hope our viewers know, like there was an entire change to the way overtime works because of Kansas City and the Bills a couple years ago.
After Kansas City asked for a change themselves against when they lost to New England.
Boom. But no, they didn't. The Bills, they was the ones that got it. Was like, hey,
They
okay, like,
still got a losing record in the overtime.
And they still couldn't do, they still can't do nothing. And that goes right back to your point. We cannot trust them. And no matter how great Josh Allen is, I cannot trust him. You know who I can't trust though, and who I do want to show just a tiny bit of love to? That boy, CJ Stroud.
Yo, Stein.
That boy, CJ Stroud.
I love that kid, bro. I love that kid. Man, he's
I
eating
just
like
want to
he
give
looks.
I just want to give him his flowers. That's it.
Just
I just want to give him his flowers.
to get into this real quick before we tackle college football right before we go. Man, he looks like a veteran. He looks like a
A
6, 7 year veteran. Like I've
grown
been here and I've done this before. Oh, that interception right there. Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Don't worry about that. I got this. Watch this.
Watch the next one. Watch the next one. Exactly. Like the clinics that he's putting on these teams, man, as a rookie,
He's
as a rookie.
easily, easily, he's rookie of the year.
Oh
Easily, he's
my
rookie of the
God,
year.
there's
That's
no
not even up for
conversation.
debate. That's not even up for debate. But
Yes.
pretty soon, yes, you already
Yes.
know where we're going with this. You already know where
Yes.
we're going with this. We're gonna have to have that debate. We're gonna have to have that talk
Absolutely.
because I don't understand where the whole, oh, he shouldn't be MVP. No, he should be MVP because guess what? He's defying the odds and he's clearly the most valuable player.
The exact if we have if we if we're talking about the terms of most valuable player to their team, that like there's no like
I'm not.
Tua and Tyreek, it's kind of like a they can't beat the teams that they need to beat. And then here come the Texans starting to roll on, beating the Bengals last week, excuse me. Like they like they're coming, man, and they're gonna be a playoff team simply because of CJ Stroud. And we were looking at the Texans a couple years ago, like this is the worst
This is
organization
the
in
worst.
football. And then
You're
look what
right.
happens. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps actually. I wish y'all could see this. I'm getting goosebumps talking about CJ Stroud.
Yeah, now we gonna have to dive more into him next week, bro. I promise you. I promise you. Yeah, now that's for sure going up on the agenda because we have to have a talk about him because
Yeah,
I
absolutely. We're gonna
it's
have to
been a
talk
while.
about it.
It's been a while since I've seen somebody like him who just has so much composure about himself.
It's like
That's what
it's
it
taking
is.
me back to Patrick Mahomes' rookie year almost. Like that composure and that consistency almost. Like that's what it is. That's what it
Yeah.
is. Looking like a vet as a rookie.
Right.
That's what separates you. So, I mean, shout out to him. We had to give him his flowers right there.
But before we go, we're gonna touch into to college football real quick. So Georgia overtook Ohio State for that number one spot, I guess, after beating Ole Miss, beating down a top, another top 10 team. They were like, all right, you know, Georgia deserves that number one spot, and they do. I'm not gonna argue with that. Other news, mainly, let me see, other things that stayed, basically everything else kind of stayed the same in the college football playoff rankings, at least the ones that mattered the most, that we will more than likely see in the college football playoffs. Like Alabama staying at 8, with Texas staying at 7, Oregon at 6, 5 is Washington, and then that you have Florida State, you have Michigan, and then you have Ohio State, and now Georgia. But yeah, no, it's gonna be a fight to the finish. We already have Georgia and Alabama meeting up in the SEC championship. Florida State already staked their claim into the ACC championship. So we're in that time right now where right now it's time for you to put up a shut up. Everybody's staking a claim for a bowl game right now. So that's what we're coming on to. Also, Michigan, they were going to seek a temporary restraining order on the suspension, but at the last hour, at randomly at the last hour, because they were going to do it Friday morning. At the last hour, they said, no, we're not going to do it no more. We're going to back away. We're going to accept the settlement that we have. He's just going to be suspended for the next 3 games. I guess I don't know what it was. Suspension. It probably could have been the fact that it was a distraction to the team. Possibly could have been the fact that they might have found more evidence against Michigan. So I don't know. It could have been a multitude of things. We'll know more this week, and then obviously report back next week. But yeah, no, that's what's going on in college football. But yes, I was happy I was able to wrap that up in a short amount of time, or way shorter amount of time than I thought I would. But until then, I am your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver. Let me just say thank you for being with us. I love it. I know we've been on Zoom for the past couple of weeks. We'll be back
Yes.
in the studio very, very soon. Please do,
Yes.
please, please understand. We will be back. We will
Yeah.
be back.
Yes. Just hang with us. It's just been tough. Timings have just been off and everything. It's just been tough. But yes, we will be back. Thank you for just tuning in and hanging out with us. We appreciate you guys. Much love.